A light bread.
Ever hear people say stovetop bread or bulk bread?
Salt rising bread. Salt rising bread.
What about, what do you eat for a typical breakfast? Was that what you had this morning? What you usually have?
Well, for a long time in my life, I had oatmeal. Uncle Will liked oatmeal, and we used to have a big dish of oatmeal. Now, some people like oatmeal in different ways. Now, my father liked it with butter, hot oatmeal, a bowl of hot oatmeal with butter and salt and pepper. And that's all. And that's where he ate it. I came along and added milk, butter and salt and pepper and milk. Uncle Will just put sugar on his. No salt, no pepper, no butter, just sugar. No milk. No, he didn't like cream. He didn't like cream at all. So just, but I ate oatmeal for years as a boy. Breakfast. The whole family ate oatmeal. And they had other things. The fact of the business is, when I was a boy, I've seen them have fried chicken for breakfast. Steak. Before we knew what bacon was, you know, breakfast bacon that we have now, we had what they call Cincinnati bacon. That's salt meat, dry salt meat, sliced real thin, and the salt boiled out of it. And then what was left, put in back in the skillet, and cooked very slowly until all the grease was cooked out, and left it very crisp, and it's delicious. Very crisp. Just cook it real crisp. Don't burn it. Just cook it slow enough where it won't burn. And it's delicious. Now, we had that for breakfast sometimes. Take a little longer to cook it because you have to cook it slow and cook that grease out. Now, we had a man cook, Jim King, until I was a good-sized boy. Jim would get us up in the morning beating on a waiter. Didn't have a bell. He'd beat on his waiter. On the back porch. Kitchen was down on the low end of the porch from the house. Last room down there. And he'd cook the kitchen and bring the food up to the next room, which is the dining room. He wakes us all up, and Jim could cook. I remember once my sister was going to have a birthday party, I thought. We understood it. And we go invite the children to school. Well, we were going to school up here at the north, this little frame building. Well, I reckon about 20 children in school. Well, I got the idea that there's going to be a birthday party. All the birthday parties I'd ever been to, big crowd came, you know. So I invited everybody in school to come to my sister's birthday party for dinner. We're going to have it at dinner time. Well, the road was just line with children walking out to our place, you know. Little Italians and Jews and everything. I invited the whole school, you know. Well, Mama, all these children coming piling in out there in the morning, and Mama wondered what's the matter, and I told her, well, they come to Betsy's party. Well, she wanted to beat me to death. And the nigga Jim said, Miss, don't you worry about it. He said, I'll feed them. I'll feed them. And he did. He cooked up a great big pot of black-eyed peas, and I don't know, he made a lot of biscuits and a lot of cornbread, and he fixed up something for him to eat. And I never will forget one of the boys, my boon companion was a Jewish boy named Gus Brownstein. And Papa was helping the plates. He said, Gus, you have some black-eyed peas? No, sir, Mr. I get plenty of them at home. Never will forget it. That's, well, those were good old days.
How do you like your eggs prepared?
I like mine over light, one eye open. You know what that is?
I sure don't.
Well, that's just straight up.